The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here. We're live all across North America. We thank you very much for being with us in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by a representative from AutoPartsWarehouse.com who's going to be telling us about a very interesting story, actually, before it actually goes out to the public. So you guys are going to get the inside scoop on this before it officially goes out as a press release. Also coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking with Randy Freiberger, who's with the Ford Motor Company and is one of the gentlemen in charge of developing Ford police vehicles and Ford ambulance vehicles. And they've got some really cool new technology that they're actually going to be sharing with some of the competitors in the marketplace. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our regular number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email. It's bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's welcome back to the program the chief car enthusiast for AutoPartsWarehouse.com, Rob Molnar. Welcome back to the program. How you doing, Rob?
I'm well, Bob. Thanks for having me again. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. And it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with a fellow auto enthusiast like yourself. What was the first vehicle that you yourself owned?
Oh, boy. 1964 Plymouth Sport Fury.
Wow.
With a 361, not a 426. Girlfriend's cousin sold it to me right out of school, $600. And when I sold it, I think I got $700 only because somebody was restoring a Sport Fury and needed all of the basically the stainless steel trim on the side of the car. The car was pretty rough, but the trim was in very good shape.
That
was my
amazing
first one.
Wow. And certainly over the years, I'm sure you've owned some other interesting rides. What can you share with our listeners as well?
Oh, goodness. Well, while I had that car, I also got a free 1967 Lincoln Continental suicide doors, 462 V8. Needed to get out of somebody's driveway. I think at that time the parents weren't basically safe to drive anymore, and people I was renting a room from said, you know, if you took this from this driveway, it'd be a real help to us. And I said, well, sure. And I thought, you know, I'm going to lop the top off of it, and I'm going to have a cool convertible. And it was probably the scariest vehicle I've had the pleasure of driving. The throttle, they warned me the throttle would stick occasionally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, big V8, you want to wind it up. So I remember finding what I thought was a deserted park, barreling down this road, realizing the throttle was stuck, and that I was basically heading headlong into a little league field chock full of kids. So that was one of those moments that's burned into my memory. That car was actually sold to somebody that was going to demolition derby it. So a real shame looking at it today, but quite a chapter in my cartography.
So. Very well said, Rob. Well, let's talk about an interesting survey that you guys have put together. It's a DIY, do-it-yourself auto repair survey. And basically, this 2014 survey is indicating that more and more people are embracing do-it-yourself repairs, and they're attempting to do more difficult jobs. And as a result of that, these folks are finding that they can save some pretty big bucks.
Yeah, no doubt, Bob. It is very interesting to see the patterns that are emerging here. You know, in the last few years, we saw a number of changes to how people bought cars, how they financed cars, how long it was kind of socially acceptable to keep a car. And what's interesting is, regardless of your perspective, we could agree in general economics are improving. More people are working, more people are earning, et cetera. But this interest and this determination to DIY continues to grow. When you look at some of the basic stats, 48% of the respondents that we got information from said they're working on a car that's more than 10 years old. A few years back, you were trading in cars 3, 4, maybe 5 years was kind of the norm. And now with so many cars more than 10 years old, well over 100,000 miles, I think we could argue pretty successfully that there's been a shift, that it's okay to have an older car and that it is okay to be doing more of your own repair work. And, I mean, people like you and me, there's a certain enjoyment of fixing something over the, a Saturday and getting some work done and saying, I could have spent a few hundred dollars and took this to a garage somewhere, but I did it myself and I feel good about it. And that's still a pretty substantial response, but it's the idea of saving some money, taking some pride, the ease at which you can find parts now, especially at a site like autopartswarehouse.com. We do make it pretty darn easy to find virtually any sort of maintenance part. So I think we're just living in a great time where cars are better, they are more reliable, they last longer. When you need parts, it's very transparent where you can get them, how much they cost, how rapidly can you get them to your porch. So,
yes, very interesting.
We're living in a pretty darn good time. Between that and Hellcats, I don't know what else you could want as enthusiasts.
Absolutely. Yeah, God bless the Hellcat, both in Challenger and Charger form. But you're right. I mean, the average new vehicle out there on the road today is 10 or 11 years old, and it's a testimony to the fact that the vehicles are built so much better today than they were not that long ago. So you can hold on to your car for a lot longer. It's certainly a large investment outside of purchasing a house. Purchasing a new vehicle is right behind it. Taking a look at some of the results of the survey here, 32% of DIYers report saving over $1,000 or significantly over $1,000, $1,000 plus. 48% working on 10-year-old vehicles. 80% say easy access to parts online, making them more likely to do it themselves. 94% continue to DIY the vehicles in spite of improved finances. And 55% of women DIYers report doing more than one do-it-yourself project this year. So that's pretty significant, and it goes back to, again, that satisfaction that even if your money situation is in a much better place today than it was a couple of years ago, there's still that enjoyment, that satisfaction that you get just by doing it yourself and saving that little bit of money.
And I think you hit it on the head, Bob. Plus, it's just so much easier to truly understand what is this repair, what does this repair cost, what are the parts worth, how long will it take. We have a sister website called AutoMD, and we help people with the DIY, the how-to, how much will it cost. For people that are not mechanically inclined, where can I go? And it's just so easy nowadays to get that very specific information, not just a range, but a very specific number, where you live, your car, even some of the brand names of parts. We can get into that level of detail. So it used to be, I think, quite a mystery dropping off your car and kind of hoping that there was enough space on your credit card to deal with the repair.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely.
Nowadays, that's not the case.
When we come back on the other side, we'll find out about DIYers are doing more difficult jobs, especially women. Don't go away. We'll have a lot more with our very special guest, Rob from Auto Parts Warehouse, so don't go away.
sidelines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Rob Molnar is with us, chief car enthusiast for AutoPartsWarehouse.com. And I'm a huge fan of Auto Parts Warehouse. You guys should be a huge fan as well. Check it out. There's all kinds of wonderful goodies available, and certainly I would imagine the fact, as we have pointed out in this survey that we've been talking about, in folks doing a lot of do-it-yourself repair work, the fact that sites like auto parts warehouse are out there, and it's so easy to get parts these days compared to a decade ago or two decades ago. It's a whole new ball game. Rob, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I was enraptured there. You were singing my song. I own an old Triumph TR6, and I own a relatively late model BMW. And as you would imagine, I do a lot of my own work whenever I can. And it's pretty darn enjoyable to have one website that can cover that span from 73 to 2009 and have virtually all of the hard parts and the replacement parts that I'm looking for. So, like I mentioned earlier, the sheer convenience, and there's obviously a lot of technology and a lot of other great stuff that lets us present all of those parts to the shoppers. But the fact that you can drill into, virtually any system in the car, find exactly the part, most of the brand names that you would be thinking of or looking for, and then see exactly what it's going to cost on my porch, delivered in a few days, typically with free shipping. That's number one, the internet has taught us that's how it should be. But from a car guy perspective, what more could you possibly want? I mean, it's just about perfect. So, when we look at this survey and we look at the kinds of projects that people are doing, they're the kinds of jobs that, guys like you and I tackle all the time. And the fact that, there's so much information out there that you can, you can look at a video, you can read somebody's blog, you can, find almost any sort of car club or forum kind of information that'll help you through any of these projects. Now it's just make the time, have the parts ready, find out if there's any specialized tools that are required, and basically you're ready to go.
It's interesting that the survey indicates that folks are tackling more difficult jobs, and in particular, women are doing this, and that kind of surprised me.
I think it is a little surprising, and it is a little bit, it's certainly kind of counter to what we have come to, not to be stereotypical, but it's a little bit different than what we've expected, but we have seen a growing number of women tackling car projects. And first, when it really kind of hit the radar screen, it was much more about searching for trusted mechanics, searching for what is this job going to cost me. I know we've done some surveys, some other outlets have done surveys. Many people would rather go to the dentist than go to get their car repaired or to buy a new car. So, when you think about how the public is so fearful of being taken advantage of, there are only a few, kind of commercial transactions that we do that are in that category. Nobody's afraid to go buy a gallon of milk, but when you want to talk about getting brakes done on your car, a lot of people, a lot of women, feel like they're unprepared for the challenge. So sites like ours, like I mentioned, our sister site, AutoMD, we provide a tremendous amount of information. And compared to some other sites that give you kind of a range, it might be 100, it might be 400, we've been able to boil it down to an exact number. And so I think that makes people feel comfortable and a lot more confident about having a discussion about, okay, what are you doing for me and how much is it going to cost? What kind of parts are you going to use? What kind of guarantee are you offering? It really makes for a much more informed consumer. And I think we've all seen in almost any of the businesses where the internet's made a big impact that a consumer with information is much more comfortable finishing the transaction, making a purchase.
And let's talk about how much money you can save. I have an older Corvette N80, a 98, I should say, C5 Corvette. Doesn't have that many miles on it, 55,000 miles or so, and it has some a little bit of aftermarket tweaking going on there. But nevertheless, anytime I have to take it to the dealership, it's at least a grand. I mean, it just anything in the door, a minimum of $1,000. And I would imagine folks who are doing repairs in excess of $1,000 or more can really save significantly percentage-wise if they do the repair themselves.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. And, Bob, your experience at the dealer, I think a lot of people are, we've kind of become trained. If I'm going to take my car to the dealership, I'm going to be parting with a pretty substantial amount of my dollars. And if you think about some basics, part of the survey we asked people, what kinds of projects are they tackling? And you see a lot of basic, things that, like I said, you and I would tackle on a Saturday, you know, a fuel filter, maybe spark plugs. I mean, I think you've got probably a 350 in your C5.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those spark plugs are probably not easy to get to, but with the right tools, you could knock those out in, probably an hour and a half. And I'm sure the dealer, between the parts and the labor, that's going to be hundreds of dollars versus maybe, depending on what brand you prefer, $60 or $80 of parts and, like I said, an hour and a half of your time. So if you drill into what we consider to be popular projects and you start to think about dealer costs, dealer overhead, dealer parts, it's easy to see where you could be saving some money. Instead of wires or maybe coil packs, on these more modern cars, you're dealing with a coil pack on each cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
I know those parts can be, in the aftermarket, can be between 75 and 125 pretty easily, dealing with maybe a brand name like a Bosch or a Beck Arnoldy, something like that. Obviously, you go to the dealer, I think you're looking at probably conservatively, I would say double the cost. And if you've done those projects, that's a couple of bolts, usually some sort of a quick release wire, and you pop the new one on there. And if you're going to do coils, you might as well do spark plugs. So that job right there could probably be $1,000 for a late model car. And it might be a scary project for some people that have never dug into that. But, once you get those, the covers, I mean, let's face it, most modern engines have got all these shields and covers and such.
Mm-hmm.
I found on my car, on my BMW, doing that project, it was all the shields that took about 45 minutes to get all of them off before I could actually get out a socket wrench and do work. So, if you're pretty good at, taking things apart, putting things back together, you have a little bit of patience, that's an easy job to save a lot of money on.
Really cool information. Rob, I really want to thank you for telling us all about this survey about do-it-yourself repair. More people are doing it. You should be one as well. Check out autopartswarehouse.com for anything you possibly could want. Thank you, Rob. We'll get you back with us soon. Straight ahead, more of Auto World.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, see if we can give some stuff away, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy and his team, as well as from Wash Drops. Marie at Wash Drops still has a bunch of samples to give away, so we can hook you up with both of those things and more simply by answering the following trivia question. Why don't we go back into the decade of the 1970s, and we'll throw out a question about a particular vehicle known as the Spitfire. Who made the Spitfire? It was a sports car. I can give you that much. It was a two-seater. Who made the Spitfire? The telephone number, toll-free, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, joining us on the line right now to tell us all about some really exciting news from the Ford Motor Company is Randy Freiberger, who is Ford's Police and Ambulance Special Engineering Supervisor. Randy, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I understand that you guys have developed some really cool technology which is going to make things safer for law enforcement folks, for police in particular. This technology uses a lot of existing technologies and kind of melds it all together. It gives the vehicle, the police officer, the capability of having surveillance of things that are coming up from behind. If the officer is parked in the squad car and is not watching who's coming up from behind, it can be a dangerous situation. But you guys have developed a wonderful system, and you're sharing it with other automakers. Tell us all about it.
Started with working with officers for several years in a ride-along that I was on myself. I was separated from the deputy and surrounded on a call, and it made me think about being aware of my surroundings and trying to understand who was around me and how close. So we kind of went back and sat down and thought about it, and we took the existing technologies available on our car, which is the rear-view camera, the bumper sensors for when you back up, approach an object, it beeps, and then the blind spot sensors on the rear quarter panels. So if an officer is sitting in his car, his or her car, doing radar, surveillance, typing, as you mentioned, a lot of your focus is on the forward half of the vehicle. So if you start this mode of operation with a push button, it'll turn the rear view camera on up in the rear view mirror. So you can always, out of the corner of your eye, watch your back. And then if somebody does approach, once the sensors pick up a presence, it will sound a chime in the car to let the officer know that someone's there, locks all the doors to secure the vehicle, and rolls up the driver's window. Gives the officer a chance to assess, is this a good situation or a bad situation?
That's wonderful. And this award-winning surveillance mode technology is going to be shared with competitive vehicle manufacturers as well as the military, and hats really go off to Ford for doing that.
It's nice to be able to offer and make it safer for all of the people out there who are protecting us.
You mentioned you actually have done ride-alongs with police officers. That must be quite an interesting experience. Tell us a little bit about that, and also about how much input you guys get on a yearly basis from law enforcement as far as what they would like to see in the next generation of police vehicle.
We have a 26 to 27 member police advisory board, and it's made up of members of law enforcement from the federal level, state, local agencies. So it gives us a good perspective of the needs from each of those different areas and small and large fleet. So they're with us all the time. We rotate membership probably every 2 to 3 years. We've held the last group on for quite some time throughout the development of the new vehicles that we just put out a couple years ago. And through that, I've been afforded the opportunity to go on ride-alongs to learn exactly how tough the car needs to be. And one particular evening was rather eventful. I was with a deputy probably a couple hours into the shift. She got a call to go to a house. Several people around. It involved some gang activity. And she ended up on a foot chase, and I ended up at the car alone. With several people around. So kind of, that really was the major incident that kind of inspired me to come up with surveillance mode and try and come back and think of a way to help make it safer and better in those kind of situations for them.
That's very good indeed. Ford also recently has received the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives Award for the development and offering of this surveillance mode technology, which gives, as we've been talking about, law enforcement officers added situational awareness in a first line of defense for potential harm in the way potential assailants. And certainly when you look at the military, and with our military being in harm's way in so many areas of the globe, dealing with non-traditional warfare with terrorists and other activities, this is also going to be extremely helpful to the military, I would imagine.
Yeah, we've had meetings already with different agencies, including the military. So, we're excited about the opportunity to share that on a wider scale, and possibly even lead to more developments with more technology that'll make it even safer out there.
For literally decades, when you think of the word police car, the Ford Crown Victoria comes squarely into focus, because so many police departments utilize that vehicle and honestly love that vehicle. That vehicle has gone out of production, but you guys have followed up with a very advanced police vehicle. You call it the Interceptor. Tell us about the modern day police offerings from Ford.
We take some things, the durability and the safety from Crown Vic. It was 75 mile an hour, crash rated, and we brought that forward into the new vehicles. But the other thing we were able to do is bring a lot more technology into the new vehicles. So stability control. We have a new feature that the sensors in the vehicle know when the car is in a pursuit, so it automatically changes the shift schedule to give you more performance. And then once the systems realize that you're not in pursuit anymore, it goes back to a more favorable fuel economy shift schedule in the transmission. We've beefed up the front end, the front substructure for curb impact, increased the powertrain cooling by about 50%. With Commonize, we offer two versions, one in the sedan based off the Taurus and another in the Explorer based vehicle, SUV. So we share chassis. Pretty much all the parts in the chassis are common: the brakes, pads, rotors, wheels, tires, even the front seats and the interior are the same. And that's to help keep maintenance costs down for fleets that have both vehicles. They share common parts, so you take up less floor space, and there's always a cost associated with savings to do that.
Of course, and that's remarkable that you're able to achieve those milestones with the new line of Ford Police Interceptor vehicles available both in sedan and sport utility form. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to find out more from our very special guest all about what is the latest in police car technology with Randy Freiberger from Ford. Straight ahead, right now, after we take a pit stop. Don't go away.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to InvestYourself.com. 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 That's InvestYourself.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We're talking all about police vehicles with Randy Freiberger from Ford. He is Ford's Police and Ambulance Special Vehicle Engineering Supervisor, and we're telling you all about the wonderful news that Ford is actually sharing this surveillance mode technology, the award-winning surveillance mode technology, to competitive vehicle manufacturers and for use in military applications. And, of course, Ford has been winning accolades because of that. It's interesting to take a look at the current-day Ford police vehicles. As you mentioned, one is an SUV-based vehicle and one is a sedan-based vehicle. It seems like in today's modern police force, it's not uncommon to see sport utility vehicles. Matter of fact, it's quite common indeed. What are some of the reasons that police departments have developed and decided to add SUVs into the mix in recent times?
Well, the SUV gives them a little more room, and they're carrying more and more equipment today than they did in the past. So the room is critical, and we've made the utility handles very similar to the sedan. So there's a lot of commonality. The handling, you don't get in previous versions. There's a lot of body roll with the utility. So in pursuits, they probably wasn't ideal. But now we've tightened up the suspension, the chassis, and tuned it in the utility to act very similar to the sedan version. So if they get more room, a little more carrying, a little more room to carry, a little more weight. So it's a pretty good alternative, and actually it's the number one seller in North America for police vehicles right now.
That's great. And the other thing that you guys bring to the table that the competitors do not is all-wheel drive traction. For those of our listeners who have never experienced all-wheel drive, it truly, I have owned an all-wheel drive vehicle, and it truly has tremendous capability, not only in foul weather, but also in rain. It can make a significant difference. Also, in just putting power to the ground, it can make a big difference. And some of the other competitors may have large V8 engines, but you guys have got that all-wheel drive.
Yeah, the all-wheel drive, as I mentioned, and in inclement weather, a huge benefit. But we're finding even in dry weather, it still has another level of security in getting, as you mentioned, you're always trying to find the right wheel to get power to the ground, taking power away from the spinning wheel, so it's really maintaining traction really well. And then our powertrain alternative with the twin turbo EcoBoost engine, for the past few years, during the annual fleet testing down in Michigan and Los Angeles, we've been the fastest car 0 to 100, which helps closing rates and stop pursuits faster before they carry on too long, and usually there's injuries associated with a long pursuit.
Of course, absolutely. And the EcoBoost technology that's in the Ford Interceptor, this is based on the 3.5-liter V6 power plant, and I've experienced this power plant in the Taurus SHO as well as some other Ford and Lincoln products, and it's amazing how quickly that engine spools up. You've got the twin turbos. There's none of that old turbo lag. And it puts out remarkable numbers, 350-plus horsepower, 350-plus pound-feet of torque. And that's an awful lot of power out of a relatively small displacement engine.
Yes, and we've solved the old issue that was around with the oil cooling the turbos. Now we've water-cooled the turbos and used convection cooling, the hot water, the engine coolant keeps flowing to keep the turbos cool even after you shut the engine off. In the old days, when you turned the engine off, the oil pump stopped, and the oil that was cooling the turbos just sat there and baked. But with what we've done with water-cooling the turbos now, they're holding up really well. We're using that engine in almost every, our prime vehicles, the F-150 and many others.
Let's talk about computers in police vehicles. Nowadays, computing technology is everywhere, and anytime I'm around a police vehicle, I tend to like to peer in. I don't know why, just out of curiosity, but you'll notice that dominating the cockpit in the front of the vehicle is almost like a full-size computer. I would imagine this is of great value to them information-wise, but it certainly does take up a lot of space. Are you working to eliminate that rather large computer in future police vehicles?
Yeah, actually, it's here now. As you mentioned, sitting in right between the officers, it's an issue for head impact, visibility. Sometimes they're up high, but your visibility and airbag, when they deploy in an accident, they can be blocked by the computer, and they don't do what they're designed to do, which is protect the occupant. So we partnered with two companies, Tavis and Electronic, and we developed a screen that we remove all of the items in our electronic finish panel, the radio, the cluster, or the display, and the climate control unit. We replace that with a 12.1-inch screen because touch command, it allows the focus in one spot for all their equipment. A lot of times they mount radar units, video cameras, everything all over the inside of the car, and your eyes have to adjust to all those locations. We bring those into a common place in the instrument panel, and it lines up with all of our design principles for head impact and visibility and airbag deployment. So it's really creating a much safer environment for police and giving them more room in the vehicle to move around. And we've also lowered the center console, which is a much safer design than what's been there in the past for side impacts. They're not trapped in the seat. They have a chance to move for evasive maneuvers if they're approached by a bad situation from the outside also. So we're really excited about it. We just started shipping units probably a couple of weeks ago. For what we're doing with the outside, our partners outside, as you mentioned, a surveillance mode earlier, we partnered with Intermotive on that. And now with this new screen that creates a safer environment, where it's actually, I think, helping us move the industry to a much safer vehicle design.
That's great. Take us a little bit inside the world of developing vehicles for use as ambulance vehicles. This also poses, like the police vehicles, a serious challenge, I would imagine, on the engineering side, because you've got some very specific demands that the EMTs and of course the health care people that are going to be riding in the ambulance. Tell us a little bit about how you guys work hand in hand with those folks in developing the kind of state-of-the-art ambulances that are now very common in today's world.
Similar to the police advisory board, we sit on several committees, the ambulance has the ambulance manufacturer's division meeting twice a year. So we're in touch with the builders in the industry and also the users, the fleet that house and maintain the ambulances. We got some exciting new products coming out now on that. We've got a new transit, full-size transit van. It's going to have three roof heights, three wheel bases, three powertrains, gas and diesel, that will come in and replace the van portion of the Econoline that's been out there for forever. And then the chassis version of the Econoline will continue on. But we work hand-in-hand with the industry, understanding the wants and the needs. We sit on the government committees for writing specifications. So we're involved in sharing, hearing the wants and needs from the ambulance folks and responding to that and generating specifications.
Very cool. And folks, of course, I would imagine are constantly, just like on the police side, as you mentioned, giving you some insight as to what needs to be in a modern-day ambulance, and with medical technology and certainly computer technology ever-evolving. Hats off to you and the team there at Ford for doing such a tremendous job, both on the police side as well as on the ambulance side. Randy, thank you so much for your time here today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. And check out the network's website, gcnlive.com. I'm Bob Long.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.